This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When bloggers or influencers post their outfit links, 9 times out of 10, I click on it and immediately exit because the price is bananas. It wasn't until recently that I clicked on something expecting it to be the usual out of my price range sweater, and it was under $60 at Quince. Quince has become my ultimate destination for luxury essentials that won't break the bank. Let me tell you about some of the gems I found at Quince. From their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50 to their washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, Quince offers a range of high quality items at prices that are truly within reach. And here's the best part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists and owners of the Therapy Group.
We're on a mission to make therapy and therapeutic topics more relatable and accessible.
So stay tuned, because in order to grow yourself, you gotta know yourself. I am literally so excited for today's episode.
I just think it's so interesting.
We're gonna talk about lying.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, here's what I think about lying. I feel that I have been a liar for a lot of my life. I don't know if you're the same. You're an avoider.
Yes.
You would probably just, like, disappear off the face of the earth as opposed to lie to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I have done a significant amount of lying in my life.
Okay.
All for very stupid reasons. All for, like, small, like, basically avoidance reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't just, like, not say anything. So, like, lying to get out of something or to cancel plans or, you know, like, lying not really, like, that it needs to be lied. Like, I could just tell the truth, but I was so worried how someone would feel about me, so I've lied.
So, when you lie, because you're worried about other people's feelings.
Yes.
It's a pro-social lie.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So, because that's something we want to talk about is because did you know the average American lies about 11 times per week? That feels right.
11 times a week? Yeah, I guess. Okay, so like, you know, a little bit more than once a day.
Also, the average person hears between 10 to 200 lies per day. I'm sorry. That doesn't feel right.
Is that just from every, like, is that just like,
I guess, like, how many people are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just, yeah, that's just a very, I don't know. Have they
even gotten a statistic? Maybe if you're watching TV. I mean, I guess if you're watching a show, actors are always lying.
That doesn't count as a lie. That counts as acting. Right?
Okay, so well-intended falsehoods are pro-social lies, which differ from anti-social lies, which are told for personal gain, right? So okay. One is when you're thinking about other people. The other is when you're just
thinking about yourself. Okay.
And I think a lot of those lies kind of fall somewhere in between.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, right? And like, and I think one of the things is like we say to ourselves, like, well, why does it matter? Why does it matter that I lied? Why does it matter that I faked the orgasm? And a lot of it has to do with, like, is it then become a betrayal towards yourself?
Mm.
Right? That you feel like you can't simply say the truth. And I think that this is a really big thing women do in relationships.
Yes. Well, I think there's a piece of it that's, like, conflict avoidance.
Yes.
Right? And
I love your parents. How many times a day do you think that lie is told?
Also, I think sometimes you get so used to, like, saying these things to be, like, that you don't really ask yourself, like, how do I actually feel about that, right? You're like, yeah, I love your parents. But then, like, do you take the time to say, like, do I love their parents?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Taking the time to say, how do I actually feel about that? I mean, this touches on our episode from Alone Time.
Yeah.
Where
last week's episode, yep.
Sometimes if you don't really know how you feel, it's easier to lie. And is it a lie if you don't know how you feel about it?
Okay. So do you want me to – so I'm going to tell a lie that I've told within this year.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I believe you know about this lie.
I'm sure I do.
This is – my husband will be very mad I'm telling the story. I'm going to tell the story of my lie, which is a few months ago we get a new couch. You know what story I'm going to tell?
I know exactly what
story. One night, I'm on the couch. Me and a group of friends used to play Zoom bingo. And it was during the time, you know, the pandemic when people were doing like Zoom behavior. Like, you know, we were like Zoom happy hour, Zoom bingo. The fuck? I don't know. I have a marker in my hand to play bingo. I'm, you know, listening. And like totally unconsciously, all of a sudden I have drawn a line of marker on the new couch. I am very ADHD. My husband is way more rigid. And I was like, fuck, he is going to be pissed. I got this on the couch. Man, I'm going to like, he already thinks I'm such a dum-dum. And so I blamed it on my daughter.
Helpful. I think that's a reason to have kids, no?
And was immediately caught. So I'm like, I'm just like, I'm going to pretend that
I... Wait, how did he catch you again?
Okay, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to pretend this never happened. Mm-hmm. And then like the next day, like it was such an... It's like a red marker on a brown leather couch, right? The next day, my husband's like, what is this marker on the couch? How'd it get here? And I was like, oh, I like left a marker out and Millie got it. And like literally within like 1 second, he was like, okay, except for that I put that marker away.
Ooh.
And it's still up on the shelf. And like, so how did Millie get it back? And I was like...
Like, she grew real tall just that day.
And he was, like, really pissed that I lied, right? Like, understandably so, I guess. Like, for me, I was sort of like, well, what's the big deal? I didn't do anything. It's not that big. But for him, it did matter that I lied. He was like, well, why would you have just told me the truth? And I was like, well, I went into, like, a very childlike state of, like, I didn't want to get in trouble. And when we put this question box up about tell us about lying, how many people said it was to avoid being punished?
Oh, my God, so many.
And so that's a child, that is like such a childhood learned behavior.
I have a very similar.
Okay, I want to hear yours.
So one of mine, I give my husband so much shit about not listening to our episodes. Now I'm like, please don't listen to this. One of mine is he hates when we take the dog like out to our like back little area to go to the bathroom. But sometimes it's like raining out.
You know? I get it. Yeah.
So like sometimes when he's not home, I'll, open up the back door, just, you know, let the dog out for a little bit. So the problem with that...
Is the dog then shits and there's your evidence?
No, I'll pick that up if that happens. Don't you worry. I'm sneaky with that. The problem with that is the dog has now learned that it goes out that door. So sometimes when we're eating, sometimes when we're eating dinner, he'll start scratching at that door. I'm like, so weird that he just, like, you know? So weird that he's scratching at that door. He never goes out that way.
Yeah. And so what has happened? Has Bill ever called you out?
Well, sometimes. Also, our house makes a noise when you go out certain doors, right? So, like, it'll be, like, the back door opened, you know? It'll, like, say the front door's open, the back door's open. One time he was all the way
upstairs. What's your security system you use?
ADT.
Pretty good. That is very cool. Okay.
I know. So he was all the way upstairs, and I was like, I don't think I'll hear this. And it was, like, open back door. And I was like... And
you're
he was
exposed.
Like, Jen, are you taking Louie out the back? I was like, no. So, by the way, I'm still deep in the lie. I haven't got caught. I mean, he probably knows.
He knows.
I can also bet money that he does the same thing.
Probably. Okay, but it's interesting, right? How many lies do we say in our relationships the person knows? Oh, I have a really bad headache tonight. I can't meet you out for dinner with the girls, right? Like, I just wonder, like, sometimes in relationships, like, how much we actually know the other person's lying, and we just, like, let it happen, right? And I'm not saying, once again, none of this is wrong or right. Like, it's just interesting human behavior.
It's human nature.
Yes.
And sometimes, okay, if I immediately come out with a lie, I feel very guilty about lying. And so I immediately am like, I should just tell him the truth. And sometimes I'll be like, no, I'm just kidding. I haven't done that yet. Or like, I haven't.
You say, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Like it was a joke?
I wasn't kidding, though. If you say I'm just kidding, though, it doesn't seem like a lie, no?
Yeah. Okay, so like, think about the lies that you tell in your life. And sometimes they're lies to ourselves. Sometimes they're lies to those around us, right? Mm. But like, okay, Jen, so what's the difference between a lie and a white lie?
So in a similar way, right, like a white lie is something to when you're thinking about other people. If you think about like a pro-social lie, mm-hmm. right? So it's to protect someone else. And I think that happens a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But as we talked about, I think it always kind of falls somewhere in the middle, right, where we're saying, oh, we're protecting someone else. But at the same time, we're also protecting ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? And it's almost like the age-old question of, like, can anything be truly altruistic? Because you're doing something that's for others, but it feels good to do something for others, or it feels – and so we might be protecting the feelings of someone else, but we're also protecting ourselves in a way. But the intention – you're well-intentioned, right? The intention is, I don't want to hurt other people, right? Mm-hmm. And so an antisocial lie or a different type of lie is just – it's more selfish, right? I'm just lying. And research also shows the more that you lie, the more you get used to lying. Like, the more your brain gets used to lying, and it feels more natural.
You're like, so desensitized to it, right? Well, I think it's also, okay, like, think about people that get, like, in a deep, deep lie. If you're listening right now and you're like, shit, I'm in this, or, like, I'm in a deep lie, it's layers. Because usually then you have to lie to create another lie, and it feels like if I ever come out, there's no going back. Like, it makes you feel so stuck and suffocating, much like student loan debt. You know? Like a debt where you're like, I just can't breathe. Or like, I'm so stuck in this. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm powerless. No one can know. Like, and I think then that's when shame comes in. And then shame keeps us isolated.
And sometimes you get, right, you're so deep in the lie. You're like, I can't pull out of this. Yeah. And one of the ways to detect lying is that people give too many details about something. Mm. Right? So like, the marker situation where you're like, oh yeah, it was a marker, like I went and got it down, and or Millie got the marker and she opened it, or right, there was like so many details behind it. So, but that is a way to tell if someone's lying. They get like a lot too of many details. Yeah. The problem with that is, like, the more details you get, the deeper you're into the lie.
It's really becomes like it finds a way. It's like, it's such a tangled web that you have woven yourself.
So another way, these are all ways to tell if people are lying.
Okay.
I'm sure there are more, but we're just gonna give you a few of them. Another one, and I love this. You might constantly use a qualifying phrase, or someone might constantly use a qualifying phrase, like, to tell you the truth, or honestly.
That's so interesting.
Or they may refrain from using I. I don't think that's always the case.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're...
I mean, I feel like some people that do a lot of lying, they can say I, and like, they do, like, at some point you have to convince yourself. When you're deep in something, like, you have to convince that it's real.
Yes. Well, that's it. And that is when you were like lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Right? It's gotten so far in it that you're basically lying to yourself.
Yeah.
They may shake their head no while saying yes, which feels hard. Feels like patting your
head. I'm trying to do that. Yeah.
No. Oh, no. I'm saying no. Yes. Right, yes. My head's like, I'm turning into a bobblehead.
That's interesting.
I know.
Okay.
They could also parrot back the question they're asked to stall for time as they come up with a story.
Oh, that's interesting.
That feels very...
That feels like something I would do. That feels 100% like something I would do.
So if you're like, I'm just going to keep using this example. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're like, Emily, like, how did the marker get on the couch?
And I'd be like, so you want to know how the marker got on the couch? Yes! Like, just like, that is 100% something I would do.
What you're asking me is how the marker got on the couch, right?
I would do that. That's exactly what I would say.
Okay, here's another one. They may even cry as a way to garner sympathy from the person they're lying to.
Oh.
That feels right, very relevant in like a cheating situation.
Well, and you know what I was also thinking about is like also like we had conversations about like white women and like the weaponization of tears.
Yes.
And like this feels very similar to that. Yeah.
That feels like that works.
So why do people lie?
There's so many reasons.
Yeah, right?
And this is just a small few, and you might, and in our, you know, when we put up a question box, we can also
have some of those. Wait, can I have that? Do you have that receipt with you?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
You never share it with me.
I'm so sorry. Here you go.
Thanks. Okay. I want to like just say a few.
Say a few.
Okay. There is tons of, a lot of them is like, so people don't worry, right? Somebody had said, like, I told my parents I didn't have COVID, so they didn't worry, and they did have COVID.
So that would be an example of a pro-social lie, right? You don't want your parents to worry.
To my boyfriend, now husband, about meeting up with an ex for closure, he wouldn't understand it. I lied about going for a walk because I was ashamed I didn't leave the house that day. I've lied about working out before. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay, that's an eating disorder thing. Okay. because it's easier to spare their feelings. That's a huge one I've done. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
I was afraid of getting in trouble as a little kid. That one is huge.
Yes.
How many people had to develop as a survival skill lying, right? Just saying no wasn't good enough. I felt pressure to have a reason that they would think is good enough. At work, lying about forgetting to do something purely because I didn't care to do it. I lied because I didn't want to admit I just didn't care to do that. I like that one a lot. I only lie because I don't owe certain people the truth. It's not their business, but it's rude to say that.
Okay.
I used to lie all the time because I was afraid people wouldn't love the truth about the little things. Right? So, like, the wanting to be accepted. Yes. Wanting to, yep, be included. To end a phone conversation. I do this one all the time.
Same.
I'm like, oh, sorry, Millie just woke up from a nap.
So, I'll go into that. Keep going.
Okay. To avoid looking like a loser, someone said. At work about interviewing for other jobs, sadly, it's unacceptable to say you want to leave for another job. Okay, that one, understand.
Yeah.
To get out of social obligations I didn't want to go to in the first place. This is a huge one. So many people wrote that in. Mm-hmm. To uphold the expectations of other people.
Interesting.
That's an interesting one.
Yes.
To protect someone's image of me. Because my mom would judge me for what I did, even if it wasn't that bad. Mostly to avoid conflict. So many people said to avoid conflict. Mm-hmm. Too nervous for people to be disappointed in me. I lied because I felt inadequate. I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Like, these are all things that just kept coming in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to one of our latest episodes titled Em and Jen Fall Apart, you know the current feelings of burnout that we're both facing. Running our business, the therapy group, keeping up with the podcast, and enduring a house renovation leaves little time for grocery shopping, meal prepping, and cooking. So we are extremely thankful for our sponsor, Hungry Root. When I received my first delivery of the Hungry Root box, it felt like a breath of fresh air. Hungry Root saves me so much time and offers customizable options. Plus, with perfectly portioned ingredients, I'm wasting far less food than I would if I were left to my own devices in the kitchen. No more throwing away wilted veggies or expired condiments lurking in the back of my fridge. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, vitamins and supplements, and much more. I discovered Three Little Pigs, spinach, feta, and egg bites in my last delivery, and they are my new obsession. Also, Hungry Root's coconut curry sauce is not to be missed. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole trusted ingredients. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Shrink Chicks listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Anyone else feel like a business class required in your schooling curriculum would have been massively helpful? Because same. We went to school to become therapists, and here we are 10 years later, really noticing the void in our knowledge on the business side of therapy, which is why we love our Masterclass membership. Masterclass has truly increased our confidence in running our therapy practice, the therapy group. Pros like Chris Voss, Robin Roberts, Daniel Pink, and Mark Cuban have filled that void and taught us so much about decision-making, negotiating, maximizing our time, and effective communication. This year, you too can learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass actually helps you do it. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. masterclass.com/shrinkchicks.
The one that's sticking, the thing that's sticking out is like protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of like, I lie to protect myself from either real or imagined judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like the possibility of some sort of judgment. And so I think that that's a huge one. I think a lot of us do is to protect ourselves, especially if it was something that you very much used in childhood.
Yes.
For example, this is not a good example, but I'll still say it because it's definitely – I remember I was 5 years old and I peed my pants. And the teacher came up to me and she was like, Jen, did you pee your pants? And I was like
– Nope.
No, it's apple juice. I spilled apple juice on myself.
Did you even have apple juice?
No. God.
And, you know, I bet teachers get the funniest shit.
They
like
probably
that,
get the funniest, you know, but in the moment, right? I'm avoiding or trying to protect myself from some sort of embarrassment. You know, looking back, 5-year-old pees their pants all the time.
Totally normal.
All the time. But the teacher just said okay and said, like, the teacher didn't shame me about it.
Yeah.
The teacher definitely knew I was lying.
Definitely. 100%.
I think kids do this a lot to avoid some sort of embarrassment, to avoid shame in some way, to get out of things.
Well, and I think that's what happened about the couch, man. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah.
I also, like, you know, like, I feel bad that I'm, like, I often think, like, it must be very difficult for my husband to be married to me. I have very, very bad ADHD. It is hard. I understand, like, we're very different. He is so much more... He also grew up in a house where there was just, like, less money. Mm. So, like, stuff was, like, you didn't not take care of your stuff.
Right.
You didn't get an extra one, right? Like, there was no, like, you don't fuck up material items because, like, you can't afford a ton of
different
it.
Different,
like,
rules.
Yes, exactly. So there was just, like, different rules about different stuff like that. And, like, I was, like, embarrassed. Like, I also felt like, oh, my God, like, you're so dumb. How did you just get a marker on this
couch?
You're
being hard on yourself.
Yes, right? Like, and so, like, I do think that there is a part that this leads back to self-compassion. About, is there lack of self-compassion that leads to lying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're already being hard on yourself, you don't want someone else to be hard on you.
I can promise you, I do enough of that for everyone. Right?
So it's protective, right?
Yes.
If you're already being hard on yourself, you're protecting yourself in some way. Wait, you said something in there that made me think about something.
Something. I said something in there that made you think about something.
Oh, wow. Ending a phone conversation. Mm. I think this is a big one because I really try to practice now just being like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a lie.
Yes.
I gotta go. And also, there's some people who it's easier to get off the phone with than others. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, you, we could just be like, I gotta go. Sometimes we'll just sit on the phone and talk about literally nothing.
Half the time the call gets dropped, we just don't call back.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
And like, so like to my brother, I can just be like, all right, I'm hanging up the phone. I don't feel like talking anymore. Like, yeah. I literally will just say, I don't feel like talking anymore.
Yeah.
And I've started to try to do that with friends. Like, oh, I got to go. I have to.
I feel like it's hard to do with friends.
I agree. I think it's hard to do with friends.
I can do that no problem with like family and stuff like that. But friends, I find that a little bit more difficult too.
So, and one of the reasons why I think it's so good we talk about this is because everyone lies.
I know, right? So, like, let's stop the shame. Like, can we have this be? This is going to be our NJ podcast, our no judgment podcast, which beautiful. It is that, like, you lie, I lie, we have all lied. Let's be okay with this.
Right.
But I think what people get caught up on is the magnitude. I also think there's a part of, like, moral elitism. Ooh. Where, like, people think, like, oh, like, they're a liar. I'm better than them, or I don't do that. But, like, bullshit. Like, we all lie in different ways. But I think people get caught up, like, when does it become pathological?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we talk about the topic of affairs. People get very reactive about this.
So, once again, I think something to ask yourself is, what's the reason why I'm lying, right? Mm-hmm. And I think because there's so much shame around lying, right, there's just a lot of shame around it, just as you said, this moral elitism, right? Like, oh, I'm better that you just lied. I caught you in a lie. Like, shame on you. Where if we can look at it from a non-judgmental way and say, listen, it is part of just human behavior to lie because we're protecting ourselves. It's like anything else. It's like getting defensive. It's like anything we do.
My daughter is 3 and fucking lies.
Exactly.
So like I've caught her in multiple
exactly.
lies.
It is part. And that's the thing. When you can see it in children, it's very clearly part of human behavior. Yeah. Right. And so I think to be able to drop the judgment on yourself and on others, where you can say and you can take time to ask yourself and reflect on, well, why did I lie just then? Or like, what made me lie? Because sometimes it happens so quickly that you don't even know you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I took the dog out front, you know, like just happening so fast. Right. And so even if you can take time after that to say, well, why did I lie? Like, why did I pretend like I had something to do to get off the phone instead just say like, OK, I got to go. You know, like, what was hard about that for me? I'll start to, like, get curious about the reasons why you might be lying in certain situations. And I also think just first noticing that you're lying, like, sometimes we don't even notice it. And, you know, to ask yourself questions around it, because there are times in which, right, it's pro-social, and then there's times in which it's pathological.
Okay.
And the times in which it's – because that can come, too, with certain personality disorders – And there can be ways that lying can be pathological. It can really hurt you in your relationships. Mm-hmm. And so deciphering between those two.
Okay. So let's go through, like, why do people lie? Because you found a very good article on this.
Number one, to avoid being punished. These aren't in any specific order. Yeah. I'm just numbering.
Okay. I think this has got to be the most common one, right? Agreed. The most common one I hear. And it's interesting because I think part of this goes to, like, how we're treated as children, that we're, like, scolded and we're treated, like, very small, right? Like, as if children are not people too.
Right.
And, like, don't deserve the same amount of respect. Like, I feel like when you get scolded, whether that's from a parent or a boss or a friend, like, I don't think adults should scold other adults.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you.
Right? Like, I would say that's probably true. But, like, our concern is that they're going to.
Someone's
going to
scold us in some way.
Yes.
So, and it, I think it often happens too, like, if you grow up in a very strict household.
Yeah.
So, like, my husband, for example, grew up in a very strict environment. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he, the only way for him to have some sort of, like, social life outside of the home was to lie.
Yeah, that was it.
Right? So, like, there was so much survival in that. Yes. And there's so much. It is a learned mechanism to be able to say, you know, like, I have to lie in order to get out of the house. I have to lie in order to have some sort of, like, social life or connection in other ways. And so, like, and sometimes this pops up in our relationship, not that he lies, but he'll ask me, he'll be like, hey, do you mind if I, like, go out and do, like, this, this, and this, this?
And you're like, please.
I'm like, go for it. I'm like, yes. You don't have to ask me. Just go. Enjoy yourself. But I think in really strict households, right, yeah. You grow up having to lie in order to have some sort of social life.
So you know what's so interesting? Wait, so I'll talk about my husband's family for a minute, which is that there's huge age gaps in my – so my husband is one of four, but there was, like, pretty big age gaps, specifically – between the oldest and youngest, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, the oldest is, like, I think she's, like, 40 maybe, and my other sister-in-law is, like, 26, right? So that's, like, a very
huge,
big age gap. Like, they did not grow up together as children together, right? And because there's specifically this really big age gap between the youngest sister and everyone else, everyone acts incredibly parental to her, right? And so, like, even we were just driving, and all this stuff is, like, right on because, like, right after the holidays, right? We're driving back home. They're talking about something with my sister-in-law. And, like, my brother-in-law is, like, saying something about, like, well, I'm going to call her. And I was like, you're not her fucking dad, dude. Yeah. Like, you know, like, there is a part of, like, family dynamics that leads into this. If I was the youngest of a bunch of kids and everyone parented me, I probably feel like I was always getting in trouble.
Right.
Because how many parents should be involved here? And this goes into, like, is there certain siblings that have been parentified versus, like, parents that are not because they're working or there's, you know, disability, there's something else going on within the home that I think can lead into all of this and makes it that it's just so natural for you to lie. It's very hard to stop, right? And I think that's, like, one of the things that a lot of people wrote in was, like, sometimes I lie and, like, don't even realize why I'm doing it.
Right.
And it's just so immediate.
It's happening so quickly. Yep.
Can you believe we're on year 5 of Shrink Chicks? We have been podcasting since 2019 and have somehow yet to change the photo of us on the cover of the podcast. We are planning a photo shoot in a few weeks so we can finally update our cover art. We both obviously need new outfits for the photo shoot, but really didn't want to break the bank. So thank goodness for Quince, where we can get multiple high-quality outfits for a very reasonable price. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. For the shoot, we want to go with a few different looks, one being monochrome, so I opted for a few key items from Quince's collection, including their Mongolian cashmere tee, classic trouser pant, and structured blazer. I couldn't resist adding their timeless 14 karat gold jewelry pieces to complete my look because who doesn't love accessorizing? The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, making me feel even better about my purchases. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
Anyone else go through soap and cleaning products insanely quick? At both my house and at our business, we're constantly replacing plastic bottles. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. That's why we are thrilled to introduce our newest sponsor, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautifully cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You will never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Refills start at just $2.25. You can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for an additional savings. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blue Land products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. And I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical at first. Can eco-friendly products really tackle tough messes? Well, Blue Land proved me wrong. The products I received, like their multi-service cleaner and bathroom cleaner, were powerful. Grime, grease, and dirt don't stand a chance. Blue Land is not only good for the planet, but also for your wallet. And the starter kit I received was beautifully packed. The bottles are sleek and sturdy, and the scents are amazing. Lemongrass, lavender eucalyptus, and fresh lemon, or you can choose fragrance-free. Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/shrinkchicks. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/shrinkchicks for 15% off. That's blueland.com/shrinkchicks to get 15% off.
Another reason why people lie is to obtain a reward not otherwise readily available.
Okay.
Right? So, like, in that example, right, if you're like, okay, I can't go out and I have to lie in order to get that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have to do this in order to get some sort of need met.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To protect another person from being punished.
Huge.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
To protect oneself from the threat of physical harm. And this is where we're going to go into this a little bit, that, like, there are times when it's necessary to lie.
Yep. Survive. It doesn't matter. Safety first. That's
safety
it.
First. And sometimes it's necessary, and that's okay.
Right. Oh, I like, because the example they talked about is, like, a child who's home alone telling a stranger at the door his father's asleep and come back later, right? I cannot tell you. This is when my husband travels and someone comes into, like, this is, like, a really big thing that happens in my neighborhood. Where someone will be doing work, like taking down trees on a house four houses down, and then just like knock on every door to be like, hey, we're doing tree work in your neighborhood. Do you guys have anything, right? And every time, as a woman, I find myself saying like, oh, my husband's not here right now. You know what I mean? Just like as an avoidance.
Yes.
Because like I'm in the house by myself. There's typically like me and my child, you know, like my dog is huge, but is the least helpful thing in the world.
No, he's so friendly.
He would just lick I'd be face. Getting murdered and Murphy be like, hey, can you rub my belly?
How's it going? So,
right? Like, you know, so like those are things. And I would used to do that when I lived alone in the city and I would get food delivered is I would be like, hey, food's here.
Oh, wow.
Every time I would like sue something. Yep. Out of fear.
I understand that.
Right?
I very much understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. People will come to my house. Ask if they can clean up some leaves.
Yeah.
And when my husband's home, I'll be like, yeah, no problem. And, you know, make sure we have cash. You know, we like to help people.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
like in the area. But if he's not home, I'll be like, no, I don't have anything.
Sorry.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes,
I don't have anything. So to protect from the possible threat of physical
yeah.
harm.
One time I remember I was driving. I was driving from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia by myself. And my car, something, I can't remember. I didn't run out of gas, but like my car started making noise, whatever. I pulled off the side of the road and a car pulled off behind me. And a guy was like, hey, like, are you okay? I like saw you were having trouble. And I was like, oh, I'm on the phone with my husband. I was not married.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like none of this. And I was just like, I'm on the phone with my husband. Like I was like scared, right? Like I'm in the middle of
yeah.
nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever driven from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there ain't shit there.
Nothing.
And I'm on the side of the road and
yeah,
I'm like,
scary.
Oh fuck. And like, I was like, no, thank you. My husband is actually right around the corner. I'm on the phone. He's coming right now. And the guy drove away, but like immediate lie.
Yeah. And I have to say, just as a woman, you'd feel threatened all the time when you're by yourself.
I mean, I do. Yeah.
You know, I do too.
Yeah.
And, I think sometimes, you know, men might be really well-intentioned. Like, I really do want to help this
woman. He could have been totally lovely.
And
never gave him a chance. Never gave him a chance to find him.
I talked to my husband about this because he's a real estate agent, and he's like, sometimes I'm showing houses, but like, you can tell that people just immediately feel a threat. Women just immediately feel a threat. And you do. And I was like, listen, you won't understand this. But you just immediately feel threatened, and you just have to protect yourself. So
one time when I was in, so I went to Penn State, big party school, a lot of like, at night at Penn State, a lot of people are walking on the street, whatever. It's very normal. One night I'm walking, I'm drunk, guy's walking behind me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, man, right? He's like, you know, probably like 20 steps back. He crosses over the side of the street, and he yells, and he was like, hey, I'm just walking to West Halls behind you. I'm crossing the street so you don't feel scared. I know that my girlfriend has told me before that's the best thing to do. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was like so nice and like very reasonable. And like, I think he could see that my body was tensed, my speed increased, you know, like he was like able to like sit and read nonverbals and did something to make me more comfortable.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That really is amazing. And so you have to know if you're a man and there's women walking around you and they're tensed up, like it's just a natural reaction that we have when we're by ourselves, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. We feel that things are threatening around us.
Okay. To win the admiration of others is a reason people lie. That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Talk about social media. Very easy place to lie. I'm really happy people are now doing those TikToks or Reels where they're like, social media is a lie, and they'll go from doing their like altered picture to like what they really look like. Because I think it's really easy to lie on social media, and that's how you're very easily winning the admiration of others, right? The more likes or clicks you get.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like, okay, if I put this out there, even if it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I ask you one?
Sure.
I feel like every person I have seen that has ever published anything says that they are a best-selling author.
100%.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Then I'm like, how is every person a best-selling author?
What is their definition of a best-selling
author? I don't know,
author,
but that's what I mean, the definition of everything, right? So like, what's lie versus what's good marketing? I don't know. Right. I'm sure some wonderful PR person told them to write that.
Right. So, but that's something to think about, right? To win the admiration of others, sometimes if you put it out there and say, I'm a best-selling author, people are like, oh, I want to pick up a book from a best-selling author.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, and is that okay? Is that a pro-social lie or is that an anti-social lie?
Who knows?
Or is that a marketing tool? Who knows?
To get out of an awkward situation, how many times have you done this one, Jen?
A million. A million.
Yeah, right?
I think that is maybe another resolution of mine.
To not lie?
Yeah, to just kind of like the phone situation. Yeah, uh-huh. To just be like, I got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here.
Listen,
right?
I got to go. Well, also when I, you know, as an adult, when you make new friends, they like don't know you as well, right? So I try to be very honest with like new friends that I make about how good I am with texting and like my boundaries, because I just try to be very honest about like how horrible I am at texting back, right? I'm just like, listen, this is just kind of how I am. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you set expectations at the beginning, you don't necessarily have to lie. They're just like,
no,
oh,
that's true.
You know, like, and so if you set those expectations in your relationship and if you're just like, and I think people appreciate it, right? Mm-hmm, if I'm on the phone with you and I'm just like, I got to go.
Yeah, I don't care.
Of course.
Bye.
And no one cares.
No. Well, that's not true. Some people do, right? And some people have had long experiences of people getting so, like, butthurt by, like, setting a boundary or doing that, which is how they've ended up lying.
Some people love talking on the phone.
That's true. Okay.
But, like, I have friends that love talking on the phone, and they know that I don't. Mm-hmm. And so if you're very honest about who you are, and your friends are sticking around, I think it makes it a little bit easier.
Okay, so awkward situation to avoid embarrassment, just like Jen's pee-pee apple juice. to maintain privacy without notifying others of that intention, right? Like, you know, like, I guess in some ways, like what someone's talking about, like with changing jobs or, you know, personal things they have going on, and to exercise power over others. Someone said, and the example they gave here was famously invited by Hitler. And this is arguably the most dangerous motivation for telling lies, to control other people. So let's get, what should we consider before telling a lie?
I want you to first evaluate your intention. And this is what we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And sometimes lying happens so quickly, if you're used to it, that we don't give ourselves the time to say, what's the reason why I might be lying? And when you give yourself the time to say, like, what's the reason why I might be lying, you have the opportunity to dig into it a little bit and say, is this helpful for me, right? To ask yourself that question, is this helping me or is this not helping me?
Yeah.
Right? So evaluate your intention. Also consider the long-term consequences of your lying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important because sometimes, right, so a long-term consequence for me is that my dog now scratches at the door.
It didn't work out well.
Did not work out well. That is not something I evaluated beforehand. Like Pavlov's dog, they learn. They learn where they're going out.
But there's no really long-term I guess long-term consequence about me lying about the marker was that what my husband held. I don't think he would have held it over her head. I basically was like, she's 2.5. She's not getting in trouble. Right. I am.
It makes a lot of sense. Honestly, I think that's a reason one was to worth have it. Kids, no?
Yeah, that one's worth it. I like – one of the things to talk about, like, the danger of telling lies is, like, not getting the help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one for me. When I have said I am fine for so long, everyone just simply just assumes you're fine and you're strong and you don't need anything else, and that is a problem.
So – that's a perfect example of like a lie that we tell very frequently that I think a lot of people tell. You'd be like, oh, how are you doing? You're like, I'm good. Like, I'm doing great. Are you?
It's 2022. Are any of us good?
Also, I think.
Anyone been good since 2019? I haven't.
Also, that answer is so, like, it's so complicated, right? Yes. You're not just good.
Yeah.
Right? You're probably a bunch of different things. But I think it's easier, right, to just say, I'm good, right? You're kind of avoiding that, it going deeper. You're protecting yourself in some way. But yeah, it keeps you from saying like, actually, I'm really struggling, right?
Yeah.
And for your friend to be able to say like, oh, like, let's talk about that. Yeah. Or do you need help with something?
And listen, I want to also like be like, remind you all that like at no point, like we said, like this is NJ podcast, no judgment podcast. Okay. So there are times that lying is your only option. If you're in an abusive situation, if you're in a dangerous situation, if someone is intoxicated, if something is for safety, fucking lie your ass off. Nobody get like anything that you need to do. And I think that lying, we have this idea, and like part of this I'm sure is like some type of, once again, like morality thing, that like I'm good or bad if I do this, but like it's so much more complicated than just good or bad.
You're
That's
human.
Not what this is.
You're just human.
Everyone's human,
right? And so I think to take that away to say, listen, everyone lies.
Yeah.
Just figure out what your intention is of lying.
And am I being honest with myself?
And one of the things that I think is really important is, you know, when you lie, and if you're frequently lying in your relationships, it keeps you from these opportunities to have more intimacy in your relationship. To really say, it's almost like when you first start dating someone, right? And you want them to like you. And so you might make up a few lies. Or you might exaggerate on certain things. The tough thing about that is that then they end up liking you for someone that you are not.
That's a big problem.
Keeps you from a level of intimacy and connection with someone when they really know the real you.
Yeah.
And just so you know, you can be loved for exactly who you are.
Yeah, even if your parents can do that way. And I think that's what the problem is I showed my family at a young age who I was, and that was not okay with them, right? Especially if we're sitting here talking about like gender or sexuality. Like there's some people that have actually been punished, right? That have been sent to conversion therapy, that have done really horrible things. And so the lying you've done is not making you a bad person. It's just needed to protect yourself. We figured out from a very young biological way. We're just saying, check it out. What's working for you? What isn't? And how do I want to change that?
Right. Is the lying that was once working for me not working. Still working in this situation?
Yeah. Do you have a Dear Em and Jen?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Give me like a Jeopardy.
That's not Jeopardy.
Close enough, though, no?
It sounded more upbeat than Jeopardy. Jeopardy makes me sound like the timer is a ticking.
Right. I know. It puts a little too much pressure on the situation.
And then I have to end up lying.
Okay. Dear Em and Jen, I have no idea if this fits, so bear with me. My best friend across the country just started dating a new guy. I've been getting really weird vibes.
Ooh.
Our other friend and her fiance met the new guy and really didn't vibe with him. His social media presence is very off, and I just have a weird feeling. Do I leave it be and let my friend figure it out, or do I say something?
Do you lie or not?
Do you lie or not?
Right?
This is a bigger question, I think.
Okay, so part of this is personality. You would obviously leave it be. Would you not? I'm so sorry. I made an assumption, first of all.
No. So my mind goes in multiple directions, and I'll tell you why. Is I have more questions for this person. Because of course. I think
we need a phone line.
If my friend, if there was some sort of like threat of safety in some way, like there's a difference between me just not vibing with someone's partner and that being just about like a personality difference than me thinking that my friend might be in like an abusive relationship or my friend might be, you know, there's a threat to their safety in some way. You know, I think so. There's so many times where you're not going to vibe with your friend's partners and that's okay. But, you know, I'm thinking for me, I would, if there was some sort of threat to the safety, if their personality changed dramatically and I saw it coming out, I might bring something up over time. Yeah,
I think I would too. I mean, I would probably bring something up because it's me.
And like no matter what.
And I simply can't help myself. But I think I'd bring it up in a way of, once again, like this idea of the compassion and curiosity of like, what's working for you in this relationship? Tell me about how he treats you. How's your relationship with his friends and family? Or is he a loner? You know what I mean? Like, I think I would ask more information. And also, I would genuinely want to know if this person's okay, right? Like, maybe she just likes, like, a total weirdo and, like, fucking let that freak flag fry and, like, fly. And, like, right? Like, go for it. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I would, like, I would want to know. And I would also say, like, hey, like, if either of us were in an unsafe situation, how would we let the other person know and how would we know?
Right.
And that's like an ongoing conversation that requires directness and honesty and not avoiding, right? And it doesn't mean you have to be like, I don't fucking like your boyfriend. But there's a way that you can do this that is loving and caring. But if your friend has already dealt with it from other people being accusatory, they might be on guard and then lie, right?
And I think I love what you said that you're – because you're having also a one-on-one conversation with them. And I think, you know, when we care about our friends, but sometimes when we don't want to address things directly, we talk to other friends about it, right? We'll say like, oh, well, what do you think about him? Or we'll check out their social media. And so I love what you're saying about having this like one-on-one conversation to be like, oh, how is it going with you and this guy?
Yeah.
You know, like you're directly addressing it with your friend. And so to be able to do that and kind of gain some more information and see how it goes.
So, hey, if you like this episode or you want to lie about it, feel free to send it to a friend.
If you didn't like this episode and you want to lie and rate five stars, we please support do that. You.
We ask you to rate, review, subscribe, follow on Apple Podcasts, and also review also now on Spotify. We can't thank you enough for being here. We will see you all next week in the year 2022. Here we are. We're doing it. And don't ever forget that to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiance, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.